From the Wall Street Journal, Is It Smart to Install a Smart Lock? By Joshua Frulinger. While metal keys have secured our homes for centuries, the digital alternatives are triggering insecurities. Yes, the front door. It keeps bad people out. It lets good people in. It protects. It welcomes. But if you've ever been away from home and had to race back to unlock it for a needy guest, dog walker or handyman, you know that traditional security comes with occasional irritations. With a smart lock, you're never in that bind. No more keys to copy or annoying key exchanges to organize. Smart locks replace standard locks with an electronic device, often battery-powered, that can be accessed using a phone app, digital keypad, or even fingerprint sensors. Using a smartphone, you can turn the lock via Bluetooth if you're nearby, or remotely over a secure network if you're not. Smart locks can notify you each time your door is opened, log entries, and communicate with home security systems. You can easily grant access to delivery men. To double-check the lock from bed, just roll over and tap your phone. But smart locks are more than convenient. They're also secure. Should someone start tampering with your front door, it'll alert you. You'll know immediately if, say, someone tries to enter an incorrect code multiple times or tries to get in with an expired access on the app. If you own a large home with multiple entry points, installing smart locks on each main door lets you impressively secure all doors with a simple swipe or vocal command to Alexa or Siri or Google Assistant. If you're away on vacation, you can also check, via an app or online interface, the status of all your home's locks and then quickly turn your attention back to the seaside cocktail. Combined with a modern security system, smart locks may even improve your home's value in the eyes of insurance adjusters and real estate agents. Advanced smart locks start around $150, rising to upward of $700 with extras like fingerprint scanning. But many insurance companies offer incentive discounts to homeowners who install them, or rewards for customers who adopt self-monitored theft protection devices, as Glenn Greenberg, Liberty Mutual's Director of Public Relations, put it. If you worry about the power going out or your phone dying after a marathon texting session, there are workarounds. Virtually all smart locks come with backups, a key or emergency mode that will still let you in. Ceding control to a smartphone can make things seem difficult or even terrifying in a power outage or other crisis. But rest assured that smart lock designers have thought of this. They seem to have thought of everything. No. As they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Modern key locks date back about 200 years, and as intelligent as smart locks may be, letting computers improve something so simple can introduce the risk of failure at your home's critical entry point. As with anything electronic, smart locks can falter at the worst time if the power source dies. What's more, relying on your smartphone as the key adds a techie new wrinkle if you're not tech savvy. Remember that time you couldn't get your phone to sync with those Bluetooth headphones, no matter what you tried? Now, imagine a similar mystery stranding you outside your home at 1 a.m. Jay Sofer, owner of Lockbusters, one of New York City's largest locksmith companies, believes that while current smart locks rarely malfunction, they aren't terribly secure. The number one way for people to break into a home is through prying with something like a crowbar, Mr. Sofer said. The current batch of smart locks are mostly just simple deadbolts that don't use the best grade of metal like you'd get on a Medico or multifunction lock. Putting in a smart lock isn't easy either. You're not just screwing in a key cylinder, you're installing a complex electronic device which can add an extra $200 to the cost if you're not equipped to undertake the work yourself. Before you even think about installing a smart lock, you first need to know what kind of lock you have. Do you have a standard deadbolt or mortise? Do you even know what a mortise lock is? The versatility that some smart locks offer, the Schlage Sense, for instance, can be accessed via phone app, code, or key, opens your home to a new breed of hackers and cyber lock pickers. Smart locks use secure private networks as opposed to standard Wi-Fi networks, so interlopers can't easily hijack their way in. But the locks aren't foolproof and may even offer talented programmers an inviting challenge. Finally, it's unlikely installing a smart lock will let you ditch keys altogether, since you'll probably still need a set for everything from your car to your office, your bike lock to your storage shed, not to mention your tech-threatened in-laws. These essential pieces of shark-tooth metal will remain the standard for a long time. Many smart lock advocates still carry backup keys, negating the convenience of going smart. Much like many revolutionary devices throughout the home, smart locks are in many ways a novelty, and your old-school key locks ain't broke yet.